And now it looks the lock button.
Okay, now it's locked.
Yeah. Now it's locked on.
Okay.
So, let's start this podcast off with, wow, what a shithole.
So, since we last talked to you, it seems like just a few minutes ago, it's been a little bit of time. We're in New York.
Yep.
In Bennington.
Bennington, New York, I'm going to call it.
Yeah. We're on Route 7 now.
Yeah.
Which is another two-lane road.
Yep.
Making our way to Troy.
Yep.
Well, I think it's where we pick up Route 90.
Where we jump on the highway.
Across.
You mean when we roll back into the 21st century?
But we were both in between, since the last podcast, we were both sitting here going, yawn.
I needed a pee break.
And I need to stretch my legs. My legs were getting crampy.
We're here at the Bennington Sunoco, and from the outside, looks a hell of a lot more modern than the inside, so you know where they ran out of money.
I'm going to get going.
Yeah. But, and then lady was polite, and then turned around and said, hey, is there a key to the restroom? And I could see why there isn't. Because you remember those gas... See, there's a phone booth. A phone booth. I told you, we just rolled into the latter half of the 20th century. There's a phone booth in the parking lot.
And by the way, we pulled into a gas station and, we don't need gas.
No, we don't need gas. We're in a Prius.
We just dropped down one little notch.
Right. So we drove for 2 hours. Of the 11 hours of today's trip, we're down to 9 hours and we used a cup of gas. But yeah, honestly, it was like walking in the gas station bathroom from back in the 70s on a road trip with your parents kind of thing. You got in there and you went, okay, not sure I want to touch anything in here.
Oh God, you walk in and immediately you notice that your shoes were sticking to the floor.
And you think to yourself, what the hell's that smell? So,
ooh, that smell.
So definitely it was another monumental stop on the road trip to Copper Harbor for the late night QRM roundtable. I'm sure there'll be a couple more of those along the way.
Yeah, hopefully they'll be better because we'll be on the interstate for the bulk of it. Okay. And, as we approach Copper Harbor, I think it's basically pull over and pee in the woods.
Yes. Oh, you know what?
Because we get more remote. So,
I actually, my beautiful bride, those bags that have the crystals in them? And supposedly you can pee in the bag and it turns into a gel and then you can dispose of it in the trash?
Yeah.
She's like, here, you're going to need this for this long road trip. Do you think I remembered to grab those things off the hutch? The little bag, the pee in bags. And I said, I'm not going to need this. And
guys, we pull over, we go up into the woods.
Right. But I did remember to grab a roll of TP and butt wipes.
Okay. I don't go that far in the woods.
You ain't never had to go bad enough. Either that or you've been fortunate, but I've been camping. And when you're camping and there is no toilets and is no running water.
I've done that, the camping.
Right, but on a road trip.
Not on a road trip.
If I'm on a road trip and they say the next facility is 150 miles away, you ain't going to sweat that 150 miles out, not necessarily.
I'm fortunate. I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I guess I'm not fortunate, so I always got to roll a bog roll with me.
Peeing's another thing.
Though. Right, exactly. There's always a tree. There's a tree that needs watering somewhere. Yes. So, that was our first leg of New York. Let's see how the rest go. Stay tuned for more action.
Well, we'll talk about pooping and peeing.